Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
First one, Jeremy Hill. Off he goes.
This is pretty good.
Oh, that is massive.
Stays down. Prongs it. Bends it. Oh, my goodness. That's got clean dripping off it. He's got 10.
For his fifth goalie. Siren sounds. Nick Riewoldt's career is complete and finished. Tigers are into the top four. Players have converged. Not just
welcome to Clicking Balls.
Game.
This is AFL Round 23 all wrapped up. My name is Heath, and the first question I ask every week is your highlight of the week. We've only got Brenton this week, so Brenton, what's your highlight?
Well, it's actually a very short highlight. During watching the Spa-Francorchamps Grand Prix overnight, I saw a crack of sign in the crowd. It was this huge run with the Danish flag that said, "Suck my balls, mate."
It writes itself, doesn't it, really?
I figure that's a lot of effort to try and get that one in there on a white blanket. So yeah,
it's amazing they didn't confiscate it or anything like that.
But that's what I thought, but the Belgium, they're pretty free-spirited characters, aren't they?
I guess so.
Yeah, I'll just run with that. Plus, it's out in the mountains somewhere, so I'm guessing getting security out there isn't probably first priority.
They probably saw it and went, oh, they'll put it down.
Yep. Yeah, true. Then again, you got Daniel Ricciardo there, who's sporting the Aussie culture, so probably fly on the radar a lot more these days. With that, the stranglehold of Bern Eccleston hanging over that little empire.
Yeah. And before we forget then, your beer of the week.
Oh, yeah. Buxton Brewery out of England have released a new range of summer beers. Obviously, summer over there, not here. So a few of them tasting pretty good, actually. They've got one. It's a sour IPA. It's like a Boat Rocker Jungle Drive on steroids, pretty much. Right. So go with that one. It's a good change up from all the heavy beers been drinking during winter. So, yeah, get on a crack.
Before we talk about the footy, everyone else has mentioned McGregor and Mayweather. Fight happened, didn't it?
Yeah, there was a fight and people made some money. And I found it interesting, I saw a little clip online of Brendan Schaub and Nate Diaz having an argument about it afterwards.
Yeah, like, stupid.
Yeah, you're arguing about who won the most rounds in a fight that was a stoppage.
Yeah.
Like, what is the point? And like, you being a fighter should know the sort of uselessness of armchair experts when it comes to this sort of shit, like, and pointless conversation.
But you got to say, like, it's amazing how much conversation was around it and how much coverage it got. I actually read an article today, which was one of the hating on it articles, but it was actually really well written.
Right.
And it showed the photo of them both arm in arm afterwards in the press conference, you know, and they said a business partners. And that's essentially what it was. This is a business deal.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with fighting, nothing to do with boxing. It's just a business deal.
Yeah.
And they fucking killed it.
And Floyd had a few expenses he had to take care of, so that always helps.
Apparently.
Yeah.
But anyway.
So we actually got to the game early to watch that one. But yeah, it was
a big crowd at the MCG watching it.
Yeah. Well, so I wasn't sure if it was the Tula Pies or if it was the McGregor fight.
I think it was half of one.
And we indulged in both.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, we went how you expect it to go. I mean, lasted a bit longer than I expected. So it's almost value for money.
Yeah, I thought the fight went exactly as I thought it would, but 2 rounds longer.
Yeah. I saw a funny tweet that someone put out. I think I saw it on Reddit or something where it said, man, People can't believe that they got paid $100 million each just to wait till the fight. People can't believe this fight, they made $100 million each just waiting till the fight when my wife realized I paid $100 bucks for it.
Yeah, exactly, yep. All right, let's go to the footy then, because it was a big weekend of footy. Started off on Friday night with the Hawks and the Bulldogs in the big farewell game. And cracking game of footy, it was.
Yeah, and I mean, you expect that with obviously retiring champions of both clubs going out. So it was also good to see a decent enough crowd get out there for obviously both sides.
Tick under 50,000.
Yeah, and not fighting for finals, but purely just for pride and, Fairling champions.
Well, it was a dead rubber of a game in a way, because Bulldogs had a very, very thin mathematical chance of making finals.
Yeah.
As it turns out, even if they won, they wouldn't have got in.
Yeah.
But it was very free-flowing.
Yeah.
From the get-go, which, like, a quarter time, I stood up and went, you know what, that was damn enjoyable.
Mm.
It was end-to-end, and ball moving fast and great ball movement.
It's been a while you can say that about either team, to be honest, because, I mean, Bulldogs were known for that style, but it's really got away from them this year.
This year, yeah. Well, the defence has fallen off the tracks. You know, like everyone said, the first team since Hawthorn in 09 to not defend.
Yep.
But I thought that was just a tribute to McGregor. Win the title, don't defend it. Ruffy had a big day too. Round 23, like I predicted this last week. People kick bags of goals in round 23. It's just what happens. You know, relaxing, or you don't get bruised before finals, or you don't give a shit.
Either way,
Ruffy's kicked five, and it was about third or fifth on the list for goal kickers for the weekend.
And it's one of the few rounds where you can put personal ambition above the team. So if the people have Colwyn's, or people just wanted to go there and have a crack, or you got some contract negotiations at the end of the season, doesn't hurt to bump up some of those numbers.
A few people retiring that didn't know they were retiring. Yep. That kind of stuff. it was a great atmosphere at the ground too. Nobody was...
That's how you got this game, weren't you?
Yeah, I went to this one. And we were sitting in the third row too, so we had a great view of it all.
Yep. How did O'Meara go? I mean, let's talk about him finally starting to do something for his money.
Great. He had a blistering first quarter. I think he had nine possessions and eight tackles in the first quarter.
Yep.
He had a great game. Probably in the best players for Hawks.
Yeah, ended up with 11 tackles, so that's showing he's still running hard. Yeah. He's got some sort of fitness about him. So.
And a lot of the hard stuff too. You know, he's not. He's definitely trying to be the inside midfielder, not an outside. Running off.
Yeah. It's kind of unfortunate. He comes good at the time when he's going to go on a rest again.
Mate, he's come good. That's all that matters.
Yeah, this is true.
even the Hawthorn social media team had a go at him. Hey, look, he's finally won one. We'll get him a song sheet next time, because they showed, they sing the song in the rooms.
Yeah.
Did not know the words.
Oh, really?
Had no clue.
So he hasn't really been doing much research in his time off on the bench. He's been playing FIFA or whatever.
I think it's been 4 years since he's won a game.
Is it really?
Yeah, something like
that. Jesus. Oh, that's right. Of course, coming from
Gold Coast. Plus sat out 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair enough. And, I didn't get to watch all this game. I only got to watch as much until the last half, whatever. But it seemed like, obviously, Hawks were got a bit towed up in the ruck there with not winning many of the hitouts, but I think that's really just having undermanned ruckman. I mean, McAvoy's been playing way above his sort of ability for a long time.
Year. And I thought unlucky to miss out on the All-Australian squad. But, there's always those that are unlucky. And he was never going to make this side.
Yeah.
He was good around the ground, took some nice grabs. But, in the ruck, it was very even, I thought. I don't know. He probably got beaten, but he wasn't disgraced.
Yep.
But clearances, I think the Hawks did all right.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'll look that up, actually. See what they say.
Excuse me. Had a nice debut as well. It's a bit weird debuing in round 23.
Yeah.
But, there were a couple on both sides.
I'd say Hawks literally got twice as many clearances as the Bulldogs.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
And a lot of that was down to Mitchell and O'Meara.
Yeah.
Doing the hard work on the inside.
So Mitchell's going to have a funny season, because he's absolutely killed it when it comes to possessions, but he still might miss out on All-Australian. I think he's broken the record for most possessions in the season, didn't he?
Yeah, well and truly broken.
Yeah.
Most ever.
Yeah.
Now, because it was a Collingwood player, I forgot. Oh, no, it was a Carlton player.
Buckley anyway. Something.
Yeah. No. It was Lachie Neale had the AFL record, but he smashed that too.
Yeah.
I think he's still going to sneak in.
Yeah.
When I saw the squad that was named, I go, he's definitely the best.
Well, he's definitely going to be in the 40, surely.
They got named today, he made it into there. But Harry Morrison played his first game and did all right.
Harry Morrison.
He was pick 74 or something in last year's draft.
Yep, so it was your first pick?
Close to it, yes. I think he was, actually. He had 20-odd touches and kicked a couple of points. Unfortunately, not to get a goal, but...
That's good playing against Bulldogs as well, who are obviously, they're all kids themselves, so they should know exactly how to match up on you.
It was a great game to finish off the year for us.
And Burgoyne's definitely going around another year, isn't he?
Today, signed on for one more.
Good.
I was saying all week to all the Hawthorn supporters, every day he doesn't call a press conference, it's one day closer.
Yeah.
And when it came to, Friday, it's game day, and they haven't announced it, I'm like, right, that means it's his choice.
Yeah.
Because if they were booting him, they would have told him by now.
Unless you drew Petrie, in which case coach just gives you a little bump.
Well, at least they told him before the game so he can have his farewell.
Yeah.
But that was my thoughts, was they haven't announced it, which means it's his choice.
Yeah.
So, and today he signed on.
Yeah, well, that's good. Yeah, great last third of the season. So. Well,
he's had a great year, all year. And still, the greatest player of all time when there's 5 minutes left.
Yeah.
I would say. unlike Isaac Smith. And for the Bulldogs, you know, Murphy, I think, still had a great game. And yeah. Boyd, in his last game, had 30-odd touches as well.
You always forget it's Boyd's last game.
Yeah, well, he like I said, he came back for a farewell game, that decided, because you know, finals was a far stretch. But I think going out in your final game to have 30-odd touches, not a bad effort.
Yeah, and yeah, he got chaired off, so that's coming heavy, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. So that wraps up the season for those two teams anyway. On to Saturday, Collingwood came out firing and put Melbourne to the sword.
Excuse me.
Melbourne's big chance to make finals, and it's fair to say they fucked it up for themselves.
They have failed, yes. And fans are just starting to get a bit up and about, thinking that they were going to make this big, massive finals run. Obviously, with Bulldogs doing it last year, all the bottom eight teams are pretty confident that it doesn't matter. This is the year. It's pretty bunched up.
I love the trend of feeling amongst the fans. Like, you know what? This is great. A great turnaround. And, you know, it's great to see Jack Watts back in the side as well. You know, if we're making finals, you want him to be part of it.
Yeah.
Anyway, they shit the bed. Fuck this club. They've always done.
And the social media team got out, or the marketing department got out a bit early on the game during the week, sending out that we're going to make a big run in finals. Yeah, and
if we're making finals, he's going to be there with us.
Yep.
Bad luck. Ba-dum.
Unlucky.
Actually, I got the Hawthorn one today, and it said, well, we're not going to be at finals, but doesn't mean you can't be.
See, I'd like to
see final packages.
I'd like to see how much marketing content has to get binned that they've already done and put lots of hours into. And the person's gone, oh, fuck it. Can't even put on the resume.
Save it away. It's like the premiership merch for the losing side.
Yeah.
It ends up, you know, somewhere overseas.
Hey, just keep it on the back burner until next year or year after. It's still going to be fresh. So you're talking about the NRL videoing. Was that this year or was it last year when they were showing the scene crowd, a crowd scene?
I know it's this year in the NRL.
Yeah.
They've been showing games and then showing crowd shots from last year or the year before because the crowds are shit.
Yeah.
But
It makes a difference when there's five people there and they're like, that was none of us.
Yep. Jeremy Howe takes another screamer.
Well, that's just a powerful course now, isn't it?
It's probably his fifth best for the year.
Yeah.
That's just the way he goes.
Yep.
But no, they were up and about. And I think off the back of this, it was announced today that Buckley's got two more years.
Yep.
I find it hard to argue against it, to be honest.
No. Well, that's a funny quote I saw as well, was that all the Collingwood fans are hoping that Buckley gets another contract, and so are all the non-Collingwood fans. So it seems like a win-win for everybody.
It does. I like that it's 2 years as well.
Yep.
Because it just means they won't spend all next year arguing about, you know, in the paper, oh, will Buckley coach again?
Well, you never know, because if they, you know, go shit again,
they can still sack him,
yeah.
It won't be, you're out of contract this year, what's going on?
Yep. Yeah, anyway. So I'm still looking forward to some of that conjecture next year. I still think it'll be around.
Well, if nobody else is shit in the bed, you know, they'll go, all right, let's speculate on Buckley.
There's always got to be shit in the bed.
You know, you write an article about Collingwood, it sells papers.
Yeah, unfortunately, because they can't afford internet or something.
Or somebody reads it too.
Yeah.
Either way. But I thought at the end of it, I mean, obviously we'll get to West Coast, but they played in. I think West Coast would be able to make a bigger dent in finals than Melbourne will anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
They were just running out of steam a little bit.
Yeah, I
agree. Jesse Hogan went down again.
Yeah, that's right.
And he had a horrible year.
Yep. And I think this game was just a good round of effort from Collingwood players. Yep. Like, all of them put in. No one, like, was the out-and-out star. It was just a real managed team effort. Melbourne, I mean, team efforts just haven't been their consistency this year.
No, they've had, you know, very highs and some real lows.
Yeah, individual brilliance and then, not much.
And really, first quarter, they just caught napping and called out of the blocks and played catch-up all day.
Yeah, and I mean, they play catch-up pretty well, but it's a very difficult strategy to have and play that for three quarters.
Yeah. On to the Spoon Bowl, Brisbane and North. And I tell you what, the fans of both sides tried their best to make this exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
The players didn't.
No. Well, the players are rocked up. I mean, Brisbane, who'd they rest? It's like half their side.
I think they were genuine injuries, but, you know.
Yeah. You're still like, I don't know, man. I feel like you should be playing for something there. Like, this is a chance to get a win.
To not get a back-to-back Spoon.
Yeah.
I honestly believed that both sides didn't want to finish last.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, when I tuned in, because I missed the start of this game because I was watching other games, I looked at it and I just went, oh my God, this is terrible.
Yeah.
It was hard to watch.
Wait, how was it competitive for the first half?
Because both teams were making the same mistakes.
Right.
And there was like 3 men and a dog in the crowd too, which always makes it hard to get the atmosphere there. But yeah, it was shithouse.
And especially with North Melbourne, because usually their skill is like bringing the other team down to their shit standard. Yeah. But even they've gone, you know what, fuck this, guys.
We're already here.
We ain't going down that far.
In the end, they just had too many players on the field.
Yeah.
Looked like it was in not injured.
Yeah. And I couldn't imagine the... You'd have to think that Brad Scott would be... Brad or Chris, I always forget. Brad. Would be pissed off if you lost to Brisbane in your final game.
Oh, yeah.
I can't imagine that he would actually want to have to...
A wooden spoon.
Yeah.
He would hate having a wooden spoon. I mean, his brother's got one flag, he's got none, and now he's got one spoon.
Yeah.
It wasn't going to happen.
That's kind of like why there was that talk about doing a lottery for the number one draft pick, like doing NBA and that for the last three or four teams or something. I mean, it's not... Let's be honest, if you have to convince a team to play to win, then maybe just you should need a relegation or something, just get them the fuck out of there. If you do that, you have to take on the Tasmanian team. That should be the rules.
About tanking, like the two clubs that got investigated for it and got fined and found not guilty, which whatever, were Carlton and Melbourne. Tanking didn't work for them.
Yeah.
It's not like number one pick is a massive...
neither did bribes and under table deals.
It's not like the number one pick is the panacea. Yeah.
They should try training.
Better players helps, but tanking just, you know, it ruins a club for years. Benny Brown kicked 7. He was trying to go for a massive amount to get him close up there amongst the Coleman, but
I don't know how he could have failed that really against a team that was barely there and all the time in the world to get it. But
he could have kicked 10.
Selfish teammates, I reckon.
There was a few times that they were very all right. Fuck it, let's just look for Brown.
Yep.
But they still put 130 on the board, so I guess that's something for Melbourne, North Melbourne.
Yeah, and I mean, most of it in the last half as well, so they didn't pull off.
They were trying to get Benny Brown or Coleman, but it was not to be. You want to move on?
Yep.
Swans Carlton was a shit game. Buddy finally kicked 10. I predicted he'd kick 10.
Yep.
Mind you, I predicted that about 11 times this year, so it's bound to be right sooner or later.
We don't have to remember the ones that failed. It's always I told you.
Delete those ones.
Yep.
He did whatever he wanted. Liam Jones came off, you know, probably his best game of his season last week.
Yeah.
And then he got towed up. Absolutely towed up. He got beaten. He played in front, he got beaten. He played behind, he got beaten. Buddy was kicking goals by accident.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yep. And I mean, if you can get one good game out of Liam Jones, then that's a good return. But I'd be happy with that.
Like I said, if he played on centre-half back at round one, he'd be in the All-Australian side.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's turned out to, you know, all right, he got towed up in one game. But I predicted that it was going to be a massive margin. One, because the Swans are good, but two, Carlton got a win last week, which means they were foot off the pedal.
Yeah.
And Levi Casbolt looked like his foot was right off the pedal.
Right.
Just absolute slow motion he was in. Couldn't give a shit.
Could be on the way out of Carlton if the papers are to be trusted, which they're not. But there's some speculation he's had some meetings with some other teams.
Speculation is that he's told Carlton, don't even bother. That's the speculation.
He started sending the checks back.
Yep. Not even bothering. So he'll end up at Tigerland next year.
Yeah. And the other funny one out of this is the rising star.
Yes. Haywood.
Yeah.
Who's had, you know, a fair old season.
Yep.
But he's got to be the first player to get 3 kicks.
Yep.
And get a rising star. 3 kicks.
3 kicks.
Okay, they were all goals.
Yeah.
But some of them were from the goal square.
Yeah, against Carlton.
3 fucking kicks.
Yeah, for a team that's up by 100.
3 kicks.
Oh, he had 2 marks.
3 kicks.
And he had 2 tackles.
He should get dropped for it. He's got a rising star knob.
I think we've got to start a campaign and try and get him over the line for the rising star. I don't know how it works. Who we've got to bribe? Let's make it happen.
Yeah, Haywood. Imagine next week he gets 4 kicks. Imagine that.
If he doubles his amount of kicks, then he should be twice the player 6 he was.
6 kicks.
So, yeah, that should get him enough to be the NAB Rising Star.
Bloody hell. I know that they like rewarding, you know, for cumulative effort, you know, a couple of weeks.
Yeah, the encouragement award, what that's called.
Jesus Christ, pick a somebody else. There's got to be somebody else who had a game.
Yeah, yeah. Anyone else. Can you give it someone twice?
No, unfortunately. Yeah, you can in separate years, but not twice in the same season.
Yeah.
But even just nobody qualified would have been a better answer than somebody that got 3 kicks.
Yeah, like Kyron Byrne. Got 2 kicks, 2 handballs, so right there, he's ahead, you know what I mean? What about this fella?
Kieran Byrne, I think he even left at half-time too.
And he got 2 tackles.
Don't know if he's age qualified, but it doesn't matter.
Yep.
Doesn't not matter.
I've never heard of him, so ripped off, Kieran.
The Irishman. to be sure. All right, Saturday night footy was ordinary. The Cats and GWS. I said it before last week. GWS just not convincing me.
No,
the list they've got and everyone they got named out there, they're just not gelling.
Yeah,
they're not playing team football.
I agree, because they should be able to like dominate teams, especially for a half of football at least. But they're not doing any of it. They seem still to be too much of an individual effort as opposed to some sort of cohesion there. And like, I actually made the mistake of cheering for the wrong team during this one, because I've checked the ladder at the wrong point, and I thought that we needed GWS to win so Geelong will drop down and we can make top four, we being the Tigers.
Yeah.
And then they won, and I was like, ah, fuck, we're out of top four. Until I looked at the ladder the next day, I was like, what the fuck? Hang on. Tried to reload my screen a couple of times. Like, oh no, we actually win this game and we should be good.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was kind of an up and down game for me, that one, because I was cheering the wrong team, but I still won.
It's like Buddy Bakulin goals on
the goal screen. Yes. Yeah, I think we can thank Kevin Sheedy for that, wasn't it? He's the one that got all the Essendon players to line up, practicing that back heel kick on the goal line. Ended up winning Lloydy Karen some cash for goal of the year.
Stupid goal of the year. GW, I mean, part of the problem with their cohesion has obviously been injuries, that they haven't all played together that often, but still, you've trained together, you've been around for years.
You've had enough time to get all that talent on the park and have that sort of chemistry, and especially the way that they created that culture in their club where they lived near the Oval, all rooming together. There should have been something a bit more than sort of a disjointed effort that you get at the moment.
I think it's good that they finished fourth rather than third too, because if they played Geelong again, it'd be in Geelong, and it's a tougher ground for them. Yeah. I reckon they're a better chance of Adelaide and Adelaide.
Yeah. Well, the Geelong game will be the MCG, I think. So.
It will be now, yeah. Geelong and Richmond. Tigers. There's too many people to go and do it.
Yep.
It'd be a shame.
It's on the Friday night, yeah?
Yes. Adelaide is on Thursday night, but we've got a week off in between, so.
Yeah.
Waste of time.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
And the other game was Port Adelaide and the Suns, 135-20. I think that says everything you need.
Really disappointing, that one. Yeah. I mean, Suns come out good for a quarter, and then after that, they are absolutely shithouse. And no real sort of clear avenue on how you fix that mess there.
I'm just seeing if anybody for the Suns got four kicks. See if we could have given them a rising star nod.
Yeah.
B. Shea. Don't know who he is. Two kicks, three handballs.
D. Solomon.
I'm sure B. Shea. Again, don't know who he is. He could have got the nod, clearly.
Ripped off, to be honest, let's be honest.
Anyway.
And I mean, five scoring shots for the day. That's, I mean, shit. Couldn't even manage a few rush behinds.
Yeah, it says everything that you need to know about the game.
And like, Gold Coast effort has just been one quarter and that's it. One quarter, that's all they got in them. I don't know if it's endeavour or lack of will to live.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they've got Commonwealth Games the next year. There's lots of...
Stuff going on, yes.
So, I mean, expect a lot more distractions if that's what was the main cause there.
You reckon Gaz is playing there next year?
No.
Neither do I. I can't see how
Why would you? And I reckon it's time that they just let him go and get something really great for him.
Well, they've got a new coach coming in, whoever that is.
Yeah.
Gaz out, new coach in. Just go, you know what, guys? Fine. Let's find out what's going on. We'll fix it up. We finished 17th. We get pick number 2.
Yeah.
Start again.
Need the equivalent of a royal commission in the club, and get rid of Gaz. He's worth two players and some cash. So,
well, that's it. It depends on what they're going to get for him too, because he's 33 or 34 or whatever.
Yeah,
who knows what he's going to get?
Yeah, well, I mean, who did Wade Woden go to out here on a Brownlow?
Collingwood.
Yeah, what did they get for him? Anything?
Fuck all, I think.
Oh, shit, there goes my theory. If even Wade Woden can get something for him, then surely Gazworth.
Yeah, it was probably a top 20 pick.
Well, it'd have to be worth something, because Woden had some pretty big raps around him, obviously winning a Brownlow, which, I mean, everyone still figures out how he fucked up his career after that. But, I mean, sure, they would have got something these for him, just for the, you know, the resume.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, even, like, old F1 world champions still get paid heaps of cash just for the fact that they won a world championship. So, Gaz has been known as one of the best ever.
Yep.
he's still got to have some sort of value in marketing and other departments as opposed to still what he does in the football field. And when he's given less load at Geelong, there's probably more incentive for him to play there because they'll probably get a lot more longevity out of him, be able to extract the best out of him for more years. Motivation, probably a big factor as well. So, yeah, I think there's still lots of key points for that trade to go through.
Yeah. There you go. I found it. He was traded for a first-round draft pick, which Melbourne used on Daniel Bell. You remember Daniel Bell, of course.
I do. I mean, should have been a Brownlow medalist.
Played 66 been. Games.
Did he really? Holy God. Shit.
I could not pick him out of a lineup.
No. Anyway. No. Could have got a rising star nod.
We'll call that a nil-all draw.
So they should be able to get something for Gazza and, you know. But you got to have a goal first, don't you? You've got to plan and see what you need. And, where do you start?
It's going to be hard to attract players as well.
Yeah.
Everyone's been talking about how hard they've spent just keeping them.
Yeah.
Just look at try and get Fremantle guys because they like surfing. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know how it works. Or, start maybe really trying to expand to the Chinese market, get them some little
who knows?
Sporting laboratory going. But make a few players for 2022.
Yeah, try a breeding program.
Yeah,
try anything.
I mean, I'm sure they'll be up for it. You know, if they can get their heels into the Australian market,
try and sign McGregor. I mean, they've pumped $250 million into the Gold Coast already. Half that, you can get McGregor to play a couple of games.
Actually, that's a good point. And I mean, he's up for expanding his experiences and seeing what's out there.
Anything to not defend his title.
Exactly. And I mean, Gold Coast have no titles to defend, so it's got to be a selling point right there.
Yeah, why not? I tell you, it's going to be very hard to do a press conference with him, though.
Yeah, well, yes, just rock up hammered. Did you ever see the press conference afterwards, post-fight press conference? He rocked up with like a half bottle of Irish whiskey that I'm guessing he cracked.
Yeah.
And then went on to explain how he's going to take over the Irish whiskey market. That's fucking next.
Of course he is. Yeah, he'll do it. He would have just seen that George Clooney's become a billionaire by selling tequila. Yeah. Gone, I'm going to fucking do that.
Well, that's it. And then like Mayweather had that Avion tequila thing.
Did he?
Yeah, then you've got Aviato.
I did see he dropped $100,000 on the bar on the night and like, so what?
Yeah. literally just forgot it, fell out of his pocket.
Yeah, just about. All right, Sunday footy. Sunday footy was great footy. Very exciting. Like we said, we got to the MCG early because it was raining. We had to take public transport and went to the bar underneath the Great Southern Stand. And I reckon there was probably 60 people outside the bar looking through the windows watching the fight.
Yeah, and we were at the window just about, so we got a pretty decent view.
Got a good view of it.
Plus, had the sound playing outside as well, which was handy.
Did all right. I couldn't hear fuck all, but
I didn't really want to hear boxing bullshit.
No. Last thing we'll say about it was I did see a lot of boxing purists boxing purists are happy that Mayweather won because they have to. He has to, otherwise.
And MMA purists knew that Mayweather would win.
Yeah.
It's the casual fans that are like, yeah!
But I did say, they go, you know what? It was a good fight. Great fight to watch. And as an MMA fan, because I know shit all about boxing, but as an MMA fan, boring ass fight.
Yeah, I agree.
But better than I thought it was going to be, but still boring.
Still, yeah. It's the most exciting Mayweather fight I've seen. Not saying much.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, and the stoppage. It was an early stoppage.
It was early. Yeah.
Doesn't mean it's a bad stoppage.
Yep.
A wrong stoppage, but it was early.
But he still have that sense of pride from McGregor going, you got to let him put me down. You can't go out of that.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you're worth a lot of money to the UFC now. So they were saying, you fucking stop that fight as soon as he's done.
John Jones next.
Yeah.
All right, Essendon and the Dockers. Essendon did everything to give up their finals.
Oh, my God, yes.
And a loss here would have seen them drop out too, I think. Mm-hmm. So got the fear of Fremantle put into them, which is amazing in itself.
Yes, because a fear in Fremantle, the only thing in common is start with F.
Yeah, pretty much this year, especially in the last half of the year too.
Yeah, I'm guessing there's it's probably an incentive the coach will use to keep people at their club. Like, if you fuck up again, I'm trading to Frio.
And I think really Frio wins this game if Zach Merritt's not playing.
Yeah, Zach Merritt, a blinder.
Absolute blinder. Kicked four goals and two of them in a minute.
Yeah.
And a lot of the times he was the reason that Essendon had any momentum.
Yeah, and I mean, he's the reason that people have forgotten the Job shit now.
Yeah. It was probably Job's last game in Melbourne, most likely.
Yeah, we were talking about it. You'd think he'd struggle to get a game in the finals because he's not playing well.
No. And it doesn't, I think, you know, who else is fit and ready to go.
Yeah.
you know, are you going to try a young lad to give him finals experience, or are you going to say, you know what, we want to win one more game,
yeah,
and have Joe? But
well, who would they be playing?
They're playing Sydney in Sydney.
Oh fuck!
Well, I mean, they should have beaten them last time they played Sydney in Sydney, but
they should have. But a finals atmosphere is a whole lot different.
It's very different,
and especially with a lot of experience in that Sydney team.
Yeah, and especially with Hayward, if he gets four kicks, oh, what, are, you what? What are they going to do? What can they do? How can they stop him?
You have to put Joe on him, obviously.
How would you do that? Like, you put him, somebody stands Hayward next week, he gets five kicks, you're like, yeah, I think I've done all right. He goes, mate, hey, you got three last week, you got an uprising start. You let him get five. You're shit.
You're running suicides for the whole off-season.
How could you do it? Whereas you stand Buddy, he's kicked nine, you go, yeah, he kicked 10 last week, though.
Yeah.
Done well, mate. Well done, well done.
He's kicked nine, but Hayward only got four. So.
Oh, well. Anyway, Freo, I didn't know they had this in them.
No.
The Dons, really, I think, it's one of those ones that they didn't want to overextend themselves and get injuries and that kind of stuff, and end of the day, you got a week off, mate. You should have just blown through them.
Yeah, yeah, exactly right. But it was, I mean, especially at Etihad Stadium, Freo, I mean, will they play there maybe a handful of times?
Yeah,
if twice the whole season. And so to expect Essendon to really prove a point with this one, if they're going to go into the finals, a bit of steam, and this is where they sort of set up from. You know, this is the changing over from main season into the finals. You really want to have some momentum, especially the week off. It's going to be very difficult to keep going through
that. Get up again.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it made things exciting for a little while anyway.
Yeah.
I know we were at, like I said, we went to the Richmond Saints game, and I was watching this the finish of this on my phone. And
yeah, we had this going, the McGregor fight and $2 pie.
It was a big day.
It's multitasking.
We should talk about the $2 pies, because it was at every ground for round 23 before the first bounce, $2 pies.
Yeah.
I thought, you know what, AFL is making an effort. Got to go support them.
Yep, me too. And it was a good call. Good call.
And we took a couple of friends to the game as well, and one of them said, you know, how much do I owe you for the ticket? And I was like, oh, it was $9. 4.5 pies.
Yeah.
When you think about it, 4.5 pies? Jeez, that's an expensive ticket.
Yeah, true.
But anyway.
I love how our mate also was the, took it upon himself to be the custodian of making sure everyone was seated nicely.
We were on level one, just sitting behind where the stairs to go underground are. Turns out a lot of people like to stand there.
Yeah, yep.
And I think you and I brought the average age of our section down by a good couple of years.
Yeah.
It was the old section.
Yeah.
But you're right, he had the biggest voice. And everybody that was standing up, most of them just turned around and went, oh, yep, sorry, keep moving. There's one lad who wanted to make a go of it.
Yeah, until they realised that, that's a whole section there. They're not happy with you. Probably the best move.
I did like, he goes, come on, what are you going to do about it? He got up and went and got security.
Yeah.
What do you think I'm going to do, mate?
Exactly.
I'm not in a fucking fight.
And also, it started raining. He's like, get back to your fucking rain seat, pleb.
And he'd hear the 70-year-olds behind us, hope you get wet.
Yeah.
Oh, I was loving it.
Yep. So, if you're around the section, we apologise.
Not really. They loved it.
No, it was good. Plus, I liked that he didn't give anyone a chance to, just have a little bit of a gander first. As soon as they stopped, motion stopped.
Sit down! didn't swear, I thought was amazing. He swore later on at the umpires, but that's another story.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair call.
Yeah. Oh, so anyway, at the game then, Tigers and the Saints. The Saints were shocking, really.
They were shithouse. Yeah. I mean, the biggest mistake they made was not putting on Dusty for a quarter, that being the first quarter.
Why bother?
I mean, I know it's a lot of shit going on game day, and first time I've seen someone beat the Jeep on the boundary line, so there was that.
That's because you haven't been to many games this year.
Yeah.
I've been to a few Richmond games, and I don't think I've seen the Jeep win yet.
Well, I mean,
I think...
Oh, no, actually, sorry, I was thinking about Kangaroos games. That's right.
Oh, yeah, the Kangaroos ones, where they race the Mazda.
Yeah.
I think the sponsors have gone, we need to win this one.
Yeah, that's the best. That's the only wins that Kangaroos have got all season is the Mazda.
I did see... it might have been the GWS Richmond game when it was pouring rain.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I decided to go to the game in pouring rain. I thought, fuck it, I'm going.
Yeah.
And they say slow, medium, or fast, and the faster... the bigger membership or
prize, whatever
merchandise voucher you get. He goes, I'm going the fast one. They're like, all right, it's pouring down rain. It's gone the fast one. Come on, everyone. I reckon I could have walked a bit. he was not losing that. No way was he losing.
Yeah. I mean, it was a bit suspicious when it got in reverse for a little while.
It stopped at a Macca's drive-through.
One other thing I've got to say about this game was, shit-ass effort getting the Reebok merchandise around the grounds.
Oh, it was horrible, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's a Richmond home game. But the mate we went with, who was a big Saints supporter, he had to look hard to go find it. And then they had the Thank You Rui hat. So that maybe they sold out of them last week and they went the whole deal because I didn't go to the Saints game at Etihad last week.
Yeah.
But they treated that as his farewell game.
Yeah. I felt like there was one little tent, like, not even close to the concourse. It was on the dirt, like, near, was it?
Near the MCC.
Dennis Lilly, I think.
Yeah, the MCC.
Yeah. And, yeah, come out. It's completely done. Like,
missed a trick, really.
Fuck all stocks, yeah. I mean, for a team that needs some cash after they move somewhere, paid for ground, and then fucked off again.
Remember, his 300th, they gave away the hats for free. So, obviously, they've gone, we can't afford to give them away for free again.
Well, this is the point.
You can afford to sell them, though.
Yeah, that's it. And they would have sold everything.
Yep.
Everything. Well, they did sell what they had, so they should have had more. Should have had everywhere.
A lot of Saints there.
Because even if it's not a Saints supporter, a lot of, like, other people would have bought them if they're impartial fans, you know what I mean, to say they were there.
Whatever. I was there for Rui's last game. Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, especially with big stars going out this last round. So it's quite a collection to have of all that sort of memorabilia from those people that are wrapping up for the year.
All the farewells.
Yeah, so get your shit together, Saints.
Yeah, really missed a trick.
Yeah,
Dusty was great. I think he sewn up the three votes quite easily there.
Yep. Yeah, and you could have taken off after the first quarter. You almost had three votes. I think he had 23 or 25 for the first quarter or something stupid like that. Or was it first half? Sorry.
No, first half. 22 in the first half, I think.
It was with someone actually on him for the second quarter, sorry.
Yeah.
First quarter, he ran a mark.
I don't know if there was much else about the game. Oh, there was nice goals. Nice play from the Tigers, but
I thought Membry and Robert still tried their best.
I mean, Carlisle wasn't bad either.
Carlisle actually had one of the better games I've seen him play all year.
Yeah.
I mean, it did help that he was he wasn't necessarily manning up just strictly on one person. He was playing a very sort of covering a lot of ground, and a lot of shit kicks in the wet did actually fall into his lap.
Yeah.
But you've got to be there to be able to capitalise on that. Exactly. So taking marks in the wet as well, he didn't really falter.
No, I thought he was okay.
Yeah.
I thought Bruce, though, he had a bit of a shocker. Some of his kicks, you just go...
Oh, that was shithouse. And the Saints kicking the goal was shithouse all day, really.
Yeah, it was.
Except for the last 10 minutes.
some cold consolation.
Games. Yeah. Yeah.
It was good, that Rui kicked a goal in his last game. And there was a part where I think he lost his boot. You were sitting down tying it up, and they still kicked it to him.
Yep.
I'm like, it's one thing to be real well focused, but he's taking the piss. And in the last 10 seconds, they didn't kick it to him.
Yeah. Like, that was bullshit.
Just kick it to him. He's going to get a free kick regardless. Yeah. Right?
And I mean, he did go for a taunt from 80 out with like 5 minutes to go.
I don't think he's kicked a barrel before in his life.
Shanked it too. It was a shit-ass barrel. But why would effort. You? Yeah.
Like, you got a minute left in your AFL career. Yep. You got the ball on centre wing. I'm having a shot.
Also, in that last like 10 seconds where Saints were pushing forward, there was actually a person from Richmond manned up on Rebolt. That's piss weak too. What was he thinking? I mean, it was like Shane Butler or someone who's 4-0. But
he was going to give the free kick away.
Oh, that's right. All he was doing. Jake King out there.
He's thinking.
And also, Bashihouli played a decent game. He didn't fuck up too much. And
you know what? I think that the rest of the team helped him out as well. Because he's, like I've said it before, he's the worst culprit of running towards his own goal for a handball receive.
Yeah, yeah.
And I saw it happen several times where they went, no.
Yeah.
And just went, no, I'm going forward.
Yeah, and Brandon Ellis is one who's really smartened up on those sort of things as well.
He had a good game.
Yeah, so he's. I think he is sort of the epitome of why our season's changed around, is players like him just being smarter, maybe a bit more mature now, or sticking to a game plan, not falling away halfway through.
Yeah.
I think he's epitomised that Richmond team, and obviously I think he's sort of that mid-tier level leader of those players, and he's really managed to turn that team around.
So that wraps up for the Saints for the year as well. Finally, the last game, West Coast versus Melbourne in the guise of Adelaide.
Yeah.
The worst thing that happened for Melbourne was, one, they fucked it when they should have beaten Collingwood.
Yeah.
But with Geelong getting up over GWS, the minor premiership was sewn up. Adelaide already resting Walker and Talia.
Yeah.
Sort of went in bruise-free. They still tried, and it looked like they were... Yeah, they weren't tanking by any stretch of the imagination.
No, and they still should win this game, to be honest.
Yeah, most of the time. But, I mean, they end up 5 goals in the end, but there's a couple of late goals to the Eagles just to seal it. They would have had the equation up on the big scoreboard, and they knew exactly that a win wasn't enough. They needed to win by, I think, 19.
Yeah.
But played very well. And surprising that Kennedy had a chance to go for the Coleman, and he had an absolute shocker.
Yeah.
They still got up.
And he, what did he kick? One goal, three? Yeah, and his one goal was in the third quarter or something like that. And, like, because I didn't get to watch it, obviously, at the game or coming back, so just on the radio. But it sounded like there were just as many West Coast supporters there as Adelaide supporters. Yeah. Or at least that, or Adelaide Crows were actually cheering for West Coast getting in the finals or something.
Well, it was Subi, so.
Oh, that's right. Fuck.
Yeah. Final game at Subiaco.
So what you're saying is I was right.
Yeah. You're right, but it wasn't unexpected. Yeah, he had an absolute shocker. Like, couldn't get the ball, and when he did, he was fucking it up.
Yeah.
And they were looking for him. But it looked like the only thing that Adelaide were doing were not giving him the Coleman.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we'll let you play finals, guys, but you're not having the fucking Coleman.
Ain't taking any silverware.
Yeah.
And this was Sammy Mitchell's last game as well. He turned it on one last time.
Well, should have been his last game. Now he's playing next week.
Well, because I saw Hawks put out there, thanks for the, you know, the hard work, whatever it was, Sammy Mitchell.
They did a tribute video. To be honest, they did. To be fair, they put it out Sunday morning.
Ah, right.
Thinking that they wouldn't play finals.
Yeah.
And then, oh, well, you know, one more round. Yeah. Goes again.
So, yeah, he's gets robbed of a Mad Monday with his mates, which is, not happy. Petrie gets another week as well, obviously, after the game. Got leaked by the coach that he was retiring, even though he hadn't announced it yet.
Well, it's nothing new for Petrie. 2 years in a row, he's been done over by the coach.
Yeah, at least he's got one more game to get a please explain.
At minimum one more game, yeah. Actually, no, he probably only has one more game because if Eagles make it to the second week of finals, good chance Nick Nat's ready.
Yeah, yep.
So and that'll be exciting.
Slotting him back in too.
Yeah, yes, yes. Petrie will be standing aside for Nick Nat. There is no doubt. But besides that, I thought Jack Darling had a good game.
Yeah, yep. And yeah, I think that's West Coast into the finals is a good result for interstate teams coming in, because that means all of them except for Brisbane
and Gold Coast.
And Gold Coast.
And Frio.
And Frio, yeah. That's it. So yeah, it's going to be a real mixed up final series.
So essentially we got both New South Wales teams, both South Australian teams, and one from WA.
Yep.
Yeah, so 5 out of 8, not bad.
Means everyone in Australia sees some finals, so it's always a win.
Except Queensland, and they don't care.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they're the one sort of state that does not give a fuck.
Yeah. Okay, so we don't really need to do the preview for next week because we've just got a week to go.
Yeah.
And I'm not previewing the Legends game.
No, fuck that. Not interested at all.
It's WWE, essentially.
Yeah. I mean, the last one was rigged, wasn't it? Badly.
Oh, it was terribly rigged. I don't mind it. No, I do mind a rigged result. I'm like, just play. Who cares?
Yeah. Yeah. Tell some jokes. Make it halves. Don't be playing too long.
Yeah, I don't know why they have to play a full game either. So, yeah, have your muck arounds and your setup pieces. And
yeah.
David Roden doing the worm.
Yeah.
That's all great, but why fix a result?
And I mean, they could have put the McGregor fight on next weekend at least, you know, break up a bit.
They weren't thinking, were they?
No, I reckon. Terrible. And this is the weekend that UFC is coming to Melbourne. This is when they'll sell out fucking Etihad.
Well, any sport.
Yeah.
I mean, put on a soccer spectacle and they take over Melbourne this weekend.
Yeah.
They're trying the women's state of origin.
All right.
Which is Victoria versus the Allies, which is a mistake again.
Yeah. That's still the entire AFLW or WAFL anyway, isn't it?
But it's like at their all-star game, but their season ended 9 months ago.
Right.
So
it's tough, It's a tough sell. It's a tough sell. Yeah.
Anyway, we'll see what happens.
Yep. Luckily there's F1 on this weekend because that's what I'll be watching.
I'll be doing YouTube stuff.
Going down to Yortex.
Sorry?
Yortex. That's my word for a YouTube vortex. Where you start watching one, and then all of a sudden it turns into 5 hours and questioning what the fuck you're doing with your life.
No, the other way, actually. I'll be filming for YouTube for my 7-year-old's new YouTube channel.
That's look out. Here we go.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not plugging it. Don't worry about it.
Let's be honest. It could be more popular than ours.
It could be close. It could be dangerously close because there's 3 of them doing it, so there's at least 3 sets of parents that are watching.
Shit.
It's more than ours.
Let's hope they're more proactive in getting the word out there.
Yeah. All right, so check us out on Facebook. Look for Clicking Balls and let me know. Say hello on Reddit.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Peace.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.